Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. We are in 2 Samuel chapter 16, and here is the central statement, the climax, if you will, of this whole chapter. For the Lord had ordained to defeat the good counsel of Ahithophel, so that the Lord might bring harm upon Absalom. Do you believe in the providence of God? I'm not talking about fate. I'm not talking about coincidence. I am talking about a personal being, God, and His right and might to orchestrate all the events of mankind in order to bring about His glory and His people's good. The providence of God includes not only His actions, but also His choice not to act in certain circumstances. All of it according to His plan. You know, it seems like we talk a lot about the providence of God around here on Day by Day, doesn't it? But I hope you realize that we talk a lot about it because God talks a lot about it in His Word. He wants us to know that we are not alone. He wants us to know that we are secure within His plan. He wants us to know that you can gather the wisest, the strongest, the most intelligent, most political people on the earth, the top scientists, the top doctors, the top philosophers, and you can combine them with the most sinister of people who are willing to do anything to accomplish their goals, and they will only ever accomplish what God has ordained for them to accomplish. It's that simple, and it's that beautiful. And it is a doctrine that brings out the fullness of life to a believing soul. So when you walk with the Lord day by day, you need to understand you're walking with someone who knows the end from the beginning because He has planned it so. As you pray today, please remember Jared and Megan Etheridge and their family, our missionaries in South Africa. And also remember the Portuguese Cape Verdean LifeWord broadcast that can be heard throughout Cape Verde.